Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like your phone has a life of its own? Like it's constantly calling out to you, whispering sweet nothings about endless scrolling and instant gratification? Yeah, me too. And that, my friends, is what we're diving into today, the not-so-pretty side of our digital lives and how to find your way back to a healthier relationship with screens. I'm sharing my own story of digital detox because, let's be real, sometimes the best advice comes from someone who's been in the trenches, feeling that burnout firsthand. So buckle up, grab your favourite beverage, and get ready for some raw, honest talk about digital poison, that sneaky stuff that can leave you feeling drained, unmotivated, and disconnected. But don't worry, I'm not here to preach or shame you. This is about empowerment, self-discovery, and finding the balance that works for you. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we unpack this whole digital detox thing. First, recognize the signs. Are you constantly checking your phone, even when there's nothing urgent? Do you feel anxious or restless when you're away from your devices? You know those feelings of FOMO, fear of missing out, that nagging feeling that something exciting is happening somewhere else while you're stuck here? Yeah, that's digital poison at work. It can hijack your focus, steal your time, and leave you feeling emotionally depleted. Second, understand the dopamine loop. Every notification, every like, every swipe, they all trigger a surge of dopamine in your brain, that feel-good chemical that makes you crave more. But this constant stimulation can desensitize you over time, making it harder to find joy in real-life experiences. Think of it like a digital drug. It gives you a temporary high, but the after-effects can be pretty rough. Third, set boundaries. This is crucial. Designate tech-free zones and times your bedroom, meal times, an hour before bed. Treat those devices like guests who need to leave eventually. You're in charge of your time, not your phone. And remember, saying no to constant connectivity is a superpower, not a weakness. Fourth, find alternative sources of joy. Get lost in a good book, connect with nature, spend time with loved ones, pick up a hobby, anything that nourishes your soul and brings you genuine happiness. It's about rediscovering the simple pleasures that technology often overshadows. Finally, be patient with yourself. This isn't a quick fix, it's a journey of self-discovery and rewiring your habits. There will be slip-ups, trust me, I've been there. But every step you take towards reclaiming control is a victory. Celebrate those wins, big and small. Let me tell you about a time when this digital detox thing really hit home for me. Remember that feeling of being completely drained, like your battery was on empty even after 8 hours of sleep? Well, I used to get that feeling almost every day. My phone was glued to my hand, checking emails, scrolling through social media, constantly connected. It felt like I was living in a perpetual state of busy but getting nowhere. Then came a weekend trip with friends, unplugged and immersed in nature. We hiked, played board games, had real conversations, laughed until our stomachs hurt. And you know what? I felt more refreshed, more energized, more alive than I had in months. That weekend was a wake-up call, a reminder that true connection and joy don't come from likes or notifications, they come from human interaction and experiences that nourish your soul. So remember, breaking free from the digital poison doesn't mean becoming a tech recluse. It's about finding balance, setting boundaries, and prioritizing what truly matters. You deserve to feel present, energized, and in control of your life, not enslaved by your devices. Take those first steps today. Maybe it's turning off notifications for an hour or designating your bedroom as a tech-free zone. You don't have to do everything at once, just start small and build from there. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your experiences, connect with others who are striving for balance, and let's create a world where technology enhances our lives rather than controlling them. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.